Life happens fast. Be financially ready. Call Mesiro, 877-MESIROW. It's a Mesiro Monday. Hi, everyone. We plow through January here with Sumit Desai. And Sumit, we talked last week about your general optimism that you have for 2026. I don't even know if is optimism being the right word. Your outlook,
yeah.
Right? And you listed a couple factors, and I think that's all well and good. That doesn't mean that there's any guarantee that any of that will play out to fruition. Mm-hmm. And when it comes to the research versus the actual investing of people's dollars, there's always the cautionary tale to tell, isn't there?
Right.
And what is that tale?
So, you know, in my opinion, the tale is the cautionary tale is one of speculation over investing. I think that what we saw last year and over the past few years especially has been a lot of speculation in the market, and it's a move away from investing. Some of that is what we've talked about before around, you know, our expectations for a strong economy, but a lot of that's being reflected in the market right now. So you want to be careful to pay attention to valuation and not just say, hey, you know, the stock, you know, we think the economy is going to be great, so let's go buy stocks. Valuations can also sometimes reflect some of that already. And if you're paying too high a price, that could lead to lower future returns too. So you want to be sensitive of that.
Do you think the speculation that you've seen over the last few years are like specific companies? Like I'm thinking of like an NVIDIA. Or do some of those companies have the earnings to back up the speculation? It's more just a general, oh, markets are great. Keep pumping more in there.
Sure. Yeah. I don't want to mention any specific company names.
Smart.
But you know, what you mentioned around NVIDIA and the AI trade, if you will, has been a big part of where we see a lot of speculation. Not necessarily NVIDIA. You know, NVIDIA is making gobs of money right now. So it's more a question of how long can we sustain that kind of spending and how long will these companies continue spending hundreds of billions of dollars on chips and data centers. Aside from those kind of companies, we're starting to see, you know, companies without earnings were a big driver of the market last year. If you look at the Russell 2000 small cap index, about 40% of that benchmark is unprofitable businesses. And that benchmark did well last year because, you know, those unprofitable businesses got a bid and you saw those stock prices rising. So that's what we think of as a little bit more of a speculative market. And there's a lot of signs of that. Cryptocurrency is another place, controversial certainly, but is arguably a place that is pretty ripe with lots of skepticism, or
speculative.
Speculation.
Well, right.
I mean,
yeah, and some coins you might think are more in line with where they should be versus you see these coins just pop up and, I mean, you see them rise to like 10,000% in a day and drop. Right. I mean, have you read 1929 by Andrew Ross Sorkin?
I'm aware of it. I haven't actually had a chance to read it.
Okay,
it's on
so
my list.
I'm reading it and I'm almost done with it. I think it's really well done. I'm not saying we're in a situation like the 1920s, but there are some eerie similarities, including that was a time of the democratization of the stock market where a lot of average Americans for the first time started getting into the market. And a lot of people were concerned and looking backwards, maybe rightfully so, that people that don't do this professionally are susceptible to speculation, right? You see this go up, you want to be part of it, you don't want FOMO. They didn't call it that in the 1920s. And I wonder if some of the speculation over the last few years that you've talked about comes from a lot of people, you know, there's apps now. I mean, the trading, and I think democratization of the market is a great thing overall. The more people that we can get in to invest smartly and build their 401ks or build their IRAs is a huge thing for equity. But if that could play a role in a little of this too.
Yeah, I think speculation, you know, and you're seeing it with the betting markets too. You know, you can now bet on certain events, like political events,
yes.
Who's going to win elections. You know, there were bets around the Maduro, kidnapping or not kidnapping, but
the arrest,
the arrest going in there. So, you know, that all, you know, is a sign of what I consider a frothy market. You don't really see that when, you know, things are very beaten down. You see that when people are very optimistic and usually later in a cycle. So, you know, those are what we
later
call
in a cycle, meaning
later in a market cycle. So, you know, usually when, you know, you've already had a run up and people are kind of playing catch up or FOMO with their portfolios is, you know, what I would consider a yellow flag, if not sort of like a burnt orange kind of color flag right now.
A rustic orange.
Yeah, right.
That's a color is very in right now. Okay, tell you what, let's take a break here. Why don't we, in our third podcast, we talk about how to prepare for both of those scenarios. Sound good?
Sounds great.
Sumit Desai, MESIROW.com, Mesiro, 877 Mesiro. We'll drop another pod on you next week. Want to live well? Then you need to plan well. A Mesiro advisor can help you create a financial plan that fits your life. Call Mesiro at 877-MESIROW.